Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop from Washington. I'm your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress, just a couple blocks away from the White House, where our president is getting increasingly unhinged. I watched the freewheeling Fox and Friends interview as I was driving in today. I listened to it, and my thoughts is it's just. Who still believes this man? I mean, as you watch the Fox and Friends host desperately try to protect the president from himself, sort of cut off the interview as he says legally damaging thing after legally damaging thing, it's an amazing interview to watch. It's like everybody knows that he is guilty, and they're just... I just wonder who still believes him. It was an amazing just sort of tour de force of... false claims all being drawn together, and I mean the admissions, right? He admits that his lawyer Michael Cohen represented him in that Stormy Daniels thing. Well, that's a big admission. Remember, this is a president who said he didn't know about the payment to Stormy Daniels to shut up about his affair with her. He said he didn't know anything about it. And now we just said on Fox and Friends, oh, yeah, he represented him in that thing. Well, you know what? When a lawyer represents you, you tend to know what he's up to, right? How do you hire a lawyer in an ongoing matter and know he's representing you and not know what happened to it? Is it that Donald Trump has so many affairs with so many women so often and pays them off so frequently that he can't remember number 23 or number, 24? I guess that's possible. Or is it more likely that when you're trying to hide an affair from your wife, you ask, hey, Stormy Daniels went away. What did Michael Cohen give him? A wink, wink, nod, nod. He went on about, obstructing justice. I mean, what he could do to get the Justice Department to stop investigating him. Just openly talking about these things. It's just amazing as Fox tries to encourage him to really to obstruct his own investigation. And he's very, I don't know. Our president is very stupid. I don't know how else to put it. He doesn't seem to recognize that he's getting himself in big legal trouble. All this comes to a head just a couple hours after a Senate Judiciary Committee of the United States Congress just voted to protect Robert Mueller in case the president decides to fire him. Now, the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has said he will not bring this bill up for a vote of the full Senate. But the bill passed 14-7. In a Senate controlled by Republicans, that's a pretty hefty two-thirds majority. That's actually pretty amazing. And the real question is, why isn't Mitch McConnell allowing this bill to come to the floor? I actually got a terrific guest that's going to come on in the second half hour, Congressman Ted Lieu, who's going to come on the air. He's with the House and talk about this bill, which he is supporting. But the overall question is, if the president has nothing to hide, why is everyone so desperate to protect him? Why are his lawyers, you can see them, I'm sure, putting their heads in their hands as he does admission after admission, contradicting things he said before. Why are the Republicans in Congress, like Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, so determined to make sure that that the president can obstruct justice? Why is it important to them to allow the president to obstruct justice? Maybe that's a good question. Maybe that's something that Republicans, if you want to call on my show, should answer. Do you believe the president is above the law? Do you believe the president of the United States has a right to obstruct justice? Or do you think that there should be allowed, when the president commits crimes, that the Justice Department should be allowed to investigate him. Now, do you believe that special counsels should be there at all? All of this, of course, reminds us of President Nixon's Saturday Night Massacre. That Saturday night in 1973, when President Nixon did not like his special prosecutor, Archibald Cox, was getting too close to him in the Watergate affair. And as with the current special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, Nixon couldn't fire him directly. He had to get the Attorney General of the United States to fire him. So he asked Elliot Richardson, his Attorney General, to fire him. Richardson said, "No, I won't do that, Mr. President. I don't think the president's above the law." So he went to the Deputy Attorney General and said, "All right, you fire him." And Deputy Attorney General said, "Nope, I'm resigning rather than follow your order." And finally went down to number three in the Justice Department, a guy by the name of Robert Bork. You may have heard of him. He later was rejected as Supreme Court Justice of the United States when Reagan tried to appoint him. But this guy said, "All right, President, you want to be above the law? No problem. We'll get rid of him." Of course, he was simply replaced with another special counsel, Leon Jaworski, who was just as determined to get to the bottom of Watergate as Archibald Cox was. And, well, the rest is history. But what's fascinating to me in all of these legal proceedings, and we're going to spend the whole hour talking about them, is that everyone seems to know the president is guilty, including Donald Trump. When his lawyer, Michael Cohen, decided to plead the Fifth Amendment, lest he incriminate himself, just this week, the question came from everybody, will Michael Cohen flip? Will he flip? Will he turn on the president? Will he try to turn state's evidence to tell Robert Mueller what he knows about the illegal things Donald Trump has done? Or will he stay loyal to him and go to jail for that loyalty? And that was the question, will he or won't he? And the president is saying, as he said on Fox and Friends, "Oh, Michael Cohen did a tiny, tiny piece of work for me. Did very little work for me, which actually worked against him in the investigation, because the argument that he did very little work for him helps the government, which is trying to say that very few of the documents they seized from Michael Cohen's office are attorney-client privilege." So again, Donald Trump, just speaking off the cuff, does not do himself any legal advantages. But the real question is, will he flip? Will Cohen flip? Will Cohen betray his loyalty and tell the special prosecutor about all the illegal things Trump has done? Or will he keep the illegal things to himself and go to jail? And Donald Trump says, "No, he won't flip on me. He won't tell him the illegal things I've done." Note the assumption in all of this. Everyone, Donald Trump, Republicans, Fox and Friends, of course the Democrats, everyone knows that Donald Trump has done illegal things. The question is not whether Donald Trump has broken the law. The question is whether his associate will go to jail rather than flip and tell the special prosecutor what Donald Trump has done. But no one questions what Donald Trump has done. And so all these protests, right? We know from Shakespeare where he said, "The lady doth protest too much, methinks," that all these protestations, "I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent." You know, most innocent people say, "You know, those charges are ridiculous. I'm just going to go ahead and do my job." They don't keep protesting how innocent they are every single second, particularly when every single thing they talk about puts them deeper and deeper into complicity. It's going to be a great show today. I encourage you to join in if you want to chat about it. And then we'll have Congressman Ted Lieu on at the half-hour break. If you want to call in, it's toll-free 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Well, Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking about the Mueller investigation. I hadn't talked about it in a while, but I do think it's heating up. In fact, I'm ready to say we're at the IMPE of impeachment. I've added another letter. And I think that's because, well, the Republicans seemed so concerned about not talking about impeachment. They keep saying, hey, if Donald Trump were to do Nixon's Saturday Night Massacre, were to try to fire the people investigating him, that'd be a really bad thing. That'd be a bad thing. Don't do that, Donald Trump, they say. But they don't say what the consequences should be. As I said, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Congressman Ted Lieu of California on the air, talking about his legislation, the similar legislation, by the way, that just passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, to protect the special counsel from the president firing him in order to obstruct an investigation. And that's one route. Obviously, it's a route that two-thirds of senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee have already agreed to. But it's a route that the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, has said that he won't follow. He will not allow that bill to come for a hearing. Instead, he says, just don't do it, Mr. President. Just don't do it. Well, if you're not going to do this law, and again, we're going to talk about this law in just a few minutes with the Congressman Lieu, then there's really only one way to police the President of the United States. And you're going to have to finish IMPE. You're going to have to say the word out loud. Impeachment. Impeachment, of course, is the only way under the United States Constitution to remove a president from office. It's the only ultimate way for the Congress and the people who elect the Congress, the people of the United States, to police their own president. Impeachment is the only thing in our Constitution that guarantees that the president is not above the law. So I challenge Republicans. Say the word. Say, if Donald Trump is proven to have obstructed justice by firing the special counsel without cause, he should be impeached and removed from office. Interestingly, you cannot fire the special counsel without cause. The statute that sets up the special counsel makes it very clear that the person who oversees him is the Deputy Attorney General, currently Rod Rosenstein. We all know that the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has recused himself from this case because of his own lies about his contacts with Russian officials. You know, when your own Attorney General is colluding with the Russians, it's probably best that we leave the Attorney General there to regulate this thing. But Rod Rosenstein cannot fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller just because the president asked him to. He has to have a cause. He has to say, he's breaking the law, he's acting unethically, he's going spending way too much money. You have to have a reason, and the reason actually has to, in the law, the reason has to be spelled out to Congress. So if Donald Trump, as he's threatening to do, says, all right, Rod Rosenstein, you fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, or I'll fire you, well, he's probably going to have to do the same thing that Richard Nixon did. He's going to have to say, I want to fire Robert Mueller. So, Rod Rosenstein, if you don't fire him, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, you have to fire Rod Rosenstein. And then he'd have to say, well, if Rod Rosenstein won't fire Mueller and Jeff Sessions won't fire Rod Rosenstein, I'm going to fire all of you. I'll fire the Attorney General. I'll fire the Deputy Attorney General. I'll fire the special counsel. I'll have my own Saturday Night Massacre. That is exactly what Nixon did, where the third in line of the Justice Department finally had to, as acting Attorney General, had to get rid of the special prosecutor. But if that happens, then it's up to the Republicans who are elected in Congress to say, if that happens, they will seriously consider impeachment. After all, it was the Saturday Night Massacre in the Watergate hearings that led to Nixon's impeachment hearings, led to articles of impeachment being approved in the House Judiciary Committee against Richard Nixon, led enough members of Congress to tell Richard Nixon, you're going to be impeached, removed from office, for Richard Nixon to decide to be the first president to resign. I want to know why Republicans won't say the I word. I'm not saying they have to say that they're for impeaching the president. I don't expect loyal Republicans to say that. But they should say this. They should say any president who is obstructing justice, any president who, for corrupt reasons, in violation of law, because the statute requires very specific reasons to fire a special counsel, if the president, in violation of the law, removes the special counsel in a Saturday Night Massacre type maneuver, and Jeff Sessions has said he'll resign, and I'm quite confident Rod Rosenstein would resign rather than do this, then they're going to have to consider impeachment. Why not say that out loud? Why say, well, you know, we're not going to have any law to protect against this, but we really encourage the president not to do that. That would be disastrous, some say, or catastrophic, some say, or a constitutional crisis, some say. Well, it's actually none of those. The Constitution would not be in crisis. The Constitution is clear on what to do when a president commits a high crime or misdemeanor, of which obstruction of justice, by the way, is the main thing that people get impeached for. It was Article 1 for Richard Nixon. Just say you're going to uphold your oath to the Constitution. Say you're willing to impeach the President of the United States. Why won't Republicans say that? Well, they won't say it because there are a certain group of Trumpists who presume that Trump is innocent no matter what the evidence will show. It's one thing to assume, to presume innocence until proven guilty. We should all do that. That's American due process. It's quite another thing to say that no matter how much evidence you show me, I refuse to consider the fact that Donald Trump might be guilty. It's another thing to say, we don't believe that crime should even be investigated, right? That's not our system of justice. Our system of justice is you investigate the crime, you present it to a jury, you present it beyond a reasonable doubt, and that's what takes the presumption of innocence and makes it guilty. But to say, I won't allow these crimes to be prosecuted, I won't even allow them to be investigated, I'm going to presume that the president is always above the law so long as the president is a member of my party. That, I would argue, is a breach of the congressional oath to the Constitution. Each and every elected official, including me, and I'm just an elected Virginia official, we raise our right hand and we pledge loyalty to the Constitution of the United States. I pledge loyalty to the Constitution of the United States. I pledge loyalty to the Constitution of Virginia, actually. In my office. But as every member of Congress pledges loyalty to the Constitution, that includes the impeachment clause. They should never say we won't consider it. The best way, I would argue, totally apart from the law that I'm going to talk with Congressman Ted Lieu about in just a couple minutes, the best way to encourage the President of the United States to allow these investigations to run its course is to say that if this president unlawfully fires a special prosecutor, then yes, we have to consider impeachment. That's part of our oath to the Constitution. Is there any Republican that's willing to say that? That's willing to put their country above their party? I sure hope so. I really do. Call toll free if you want, 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Coming up in just 4 minutes after the commercial break, Congressman Ted Lieu. You want to stay tuned for that.
Back to the Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Got a really special guest on the line. It's Congressman Ted Lieu. He's a Democrat from California, a member of the House Foreign Affairs and House Judiciary Committees. He's also a veteran, a colonel in the Air Force Reserves. And the most important title he has is Assistant Whip for the Democratic Caucus. The reason, Congressman Lieu, why that's your most important title is that I myself am Assistant Whip for the Democratic Caucus of the House of Delegates in Virginia. So I'm going to say that's the most important title you hold. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you, Mark. Actually, that would be the second most important title. My most important one is husband to my wife, Betty.
All right. Fair enough. I've been talking in the first half hour about the Mueller investigation, specifically about what protections he has in the law, what protections really we all have as Americans against the president obstructing justice. And it seems to me that according to the Constitution, the ultimate real constitutional protection we have, the only real protection, I would argue, in the Constitution is impeachment. I mean, that's the ultimate way to police a renegade president.
That's a good point. I do believe that a sitting president can also be indicted.
Do you? Because there's a question about that, a constitutional question about whether a sitting president can be indicted. That's an open debate among constitutional scholars.
It is, and I've read the Constitution. It doesn't say the president can't be indicted.
Okay.
So I think that is also a possibility. Now, we'll see what Mueller actually does, if he, in fact, has evidence for obstruction of justice and chooses to indict or not. But in terms of a clear, unambiguous source of a check and balance, impeachment would be one of them. But there's also the American people. And I think Abraham Lincoln had it right when he said public sentiment is everything. With it, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed. So public pressure, I think, is causing a lot of good in keeping a check and balance on the Trump administration right now.
Well, famously, President Nixon was an unindicted co-conspirator, according to the special prosecutor of his day. So at least Archibald Cox or Leon Jaworski didn't feel like he could be. I guess my question for you is, if you indict a sitting president without impeaching him, I just take it to its logical conclusion, and you try him, and a jury finds him guilty, can you imprison the sitting president of the United States? I mean, is that your view?
Yes, it's how we treat every other elected official. So,
well, that's true. We can imprison members of Congress. So I guess we could put the president in jail. I think that would be a difficult thing to do. Again, I'm not. It's an interesting constitutional question. Your bill obviously does not go near that far. The heart of what it does, and it's interesting to me as I look at your Special Counsel Transparency Act, is some of the earlier legislation talked about basically getting courts, a panel of three judges, to approve it. Some suggested that was a separation of powers problem. Your bill, though, seems to me to pose no constitutional problem. All it does is say that the special counsel, if fired, should report to Congress basically what he or she was doing at the time of the firing and can't be punished for that. Is that the heart of what your bill does?
Well, there's two bills. So I'm a co-author of the first bill you mentioned,
which
is to have a panel of three judges make the decision based on good cause. I'm also an author of a second bill that says, in the event Mueller is fired, we want to make sure everything he has, everything he's investigated, all his documents and so on, are preserved. That's the basic point of that bill.
It seems like your bill, there really can be no question that it of its constitutionality. There's no separation of powers problems. You're merely requiring a report to Congress.
That's correct.
So your bill should have no opposition. My guess is it does.
If we had a lot of rational Republicans, the bill would pass.
Do you have any
right
Republicans
now, we don't.
That support your bill yet?
Not yet, but we are hopeful we will, because it is not a bill that has constitutional problems or poses some of the objections that some Republicans have raised. So we think we can get bipartisan support for it.
Now, how do these two bills, this one that you sponsored and the one that you co-sponsored, how do they compare to the bill that just passed the Senate Judiciary Committee today?
So I'm very excited that, first of all, the Senate Judiciary Committee even held a hearing on this issue, and even more excited they passed legislation out. It had bipartisan support, and I think what you're seeing now is more and more Republicans peel away from the president because he's becoming increasingly more and more unhinged. And this is, I think, a pretty significant moment for the Republican-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee to pass out a bill that basically tells the president, hey, we don't want you to fire Special Counsel Mueller. There are various versions of sort of these bills. They have technical differences, but the main point is we're not going to let the president make that decision. We're going to have somebody else make that decision.
So when Mitch McConnell, the majority leader of the Senate, was asked whether he would allow this bill, which just passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, 14-7, I mean, that's a pretty dramatic two-thirds majority in a Senate that's obviously controlled by Republicans, he said he would not allow it to go to the floor. And what Republicans are saying, the ones who are opposed to this kind of legislation, is they use different words, but it would be terrible. It would be catastrophic. It would be a constitutional crisis. It's a really bad idea for the president to fire Robert Mueller, and yet they're unwilling to actually pass legislation that would make it more difficult. How do you explain the disconnect?
I can't. You asked me to explain Mitch McConnell's actions. I can't.
All right, and fair enough.
What I actually think is that he is simply playing to his base. I think he's afraid that he'll get them angered. But I think in his heart of hearts, he knows that this is the right thing to do. What Mitch McConnell has said is he doesn't think Donald Trump is going to fire Special Counsel Mueller. And I just don't know what Mitch McConnell is reading or watching, because it's very different than what you and I are reading and watching, because every indication is Donald Trump wants to fire Special Counsel Mueller.
Well, what's fascinating to me is Republicans say, we don't think he's going to do it, so we're not going to have a law against it, which is kind of like saying, you know, well, no, I don't think my good friend's going to murder someone, therefore I oppose murder laws. And it's like, well, you can support murder laws and still not think your good friend's going to murder someone, but that doesn't mean you should be opposed to these laws. What's striking to me is if they oppose your law, which seems to me to be, frankly, the more modest of the two measures, although I don't see why people would oppose judge oversight. But in any case, if they're going to oppose that, then they have to retreat to the only option that's clearly in the Constitution, and that's impeachment. I mean, that's the only way. If they don't have these more modest measures, then they have to say, well, I think it would be catastrophic for the country. And the follow-up question I would ask every journalist to ask those Republicans who say that is, when you say it would be catastrophic, does that mean you would consider impeachment? Because that's what they're implying, but I haven't heard any Republican actually say that word yet. It's kind of a dirty I word.
That's a great point. What you see are phrases like catastrophic or political suicide or anything that sounds really horrible, but what it really means, I think, is that the Trump presidency would essentially be so crippled in the sense that I think even Republicans would start going, okay, we think there's something there. We think, in fact, that you did something very horrible and bad that you don't want the American people to know about. Otherwise, why would you fire Special Counsel Mueller?
But without your law, the only policing mechanism that I can think of, I know, other than maybe you're right, maybe you could indict the president and put him in jail, although I think that would be, frankly, I think impeachment would probably be easier than indicting the president and putting him in jail. I of course, it's never been tried before, so who knows. But really, by refusing these measures, these more modest measures that you support, I would argue, and maybe this is an argument you can make to Republicans, they're actually pushing themselves toward impeachment as being, I mean, that's, after all, that's how they stopped the Saturday Night Massacre under Richard Nixon, was the threat of impeachment.
You are correct. The best protection for Republicans would, in fact, be to pass this law.
Right.
And also, if you truly believe the president is innocent, there's only one person that can clear his name right now, and that's Robert Mueller. And it makes no sense to not allow that to go forward. So I don't really understand why Republicans wouldn't pass this law and let the investigation go to its end.
So under the current independent counsel statute, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, can fire Robert Mueller, but he can't do it without cause. He can't just do it like most of the president's cabinet members. We know he just let go Rex Tillerson. He doesn't need to have any cause. He can just say goodbye. That's well established. That actually comes from the impeachment trial of Andrew Johnson, if you're a historical nut. But the special counsel cannot be fired without cause, and the cause has to be pretty serious, like ethical violations, corruption, some really bad provable stuff. I guess my question for you is, if Donald Trump says to Rod Rosenstein, fire the special counsel without cause, and he were to do so, wouldn't he also be breaking the law and in danger of some kind of, I don't know, how do you enforce, I guess, is the special counsel law as it's currently written?
That's a great question. So Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, as well as Attorney General Jeff Sessions, came to the House Judiciary Committee, which I sit, and we asked them questions along those lines, and both of them said that there was no cause to fire Robert Mueller. If Robert Rosenstein were to, let's say, wake up next week and fire Robert Mueller for no good cause, Rod Rosenstein would himself, I think, be in jeopardy of obstruction of justice.
That's what I think, subject to criminal penalty. He himself could go to jail if he simply follows the orders of the president, and the president says fire him and gives no good cause. Rod Rosenstein himself, when everything sorts out and we have a, I don't know, a new president, a new Justice Department, he himself could be convicted of obstruction of justice simply for following the orders of the president of the United States.
That is correct. The other point I think that's important to make is no one has been able to attack anything that Robert Mueller has done in terms of his actual actions. So even the most conservative Republicans don't say that the guilty pleas he got are somehow lacking in evidence or that his indictments of Manafort somehow don't stand up in the face of evidence. So they can't point to any bad action he's taken. So right now there's zero cause to fire him.
I got to say, I got to give Rosenstein a lot of credit in his choice of special prosecutor. He chose the most, to use a word I've overused today, the most unimpeachable man. I mean, obviously, former head of the FBI, a Republican, worked for both Bush and Obama, someone whom everyone agrees integrity is off the charts. It's really hard. You know, usually most of us are less, I guess, perfect than a guy like Robert Mueller. It's easier to impugn almost anyone's integrity than Robert Mueller. I mean, this guy seems to be, again, to overuse a word, unimpeachable.
That is absolutely correct. And it's funny to read their early statements from all these Republicans, including Newt Gingrich and others, saying what an ethical, honest, amazing person Robert Mueller is. And what's the only thing that's changed from then to now? It's basically multiple guilty pleas and multiple indictments. So essentially, Republicans are now mad because Robert Mueller has been effective.
Right.
But they haven't been able to point to any misconduct
of
his office.
No, and none of them seem to claim that there isn't evidence for these indictments, evidence for these guilty pleas. Robert Mueller has an interesting distinction. Ever since J. Edgar Hoover left FBI, there's been 10-year terms for the FBI. The idea is to have a long term so that you're insulated from political influence. Sorry, James Comey. that didn't work for you. Still not too long, so you don't serve for life. Robert Mueller is the only FBI director since this law was passed decades ago to actually get an extension of time for a couple of years. He was that good, and Obama extended his time, even though he was appointed by Republicans, George Bush, way before. I've got to take a break. Congressman Liu, you've been terrific. Thank you. Stay on with me, if you would, through the break. I'm going to encourage people to call in as well if you like. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world.
Ready.
Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin. My guest is Congressman Ted Lieu of California. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman Lieu, I want to thank you so much for being my guest and for helping to explain these things to me. I actually worked for Barney Frank when he was on the House Judiciary Committee, and maybe that's why I really get into the constitutional teeth of these technical questions, but they do matter. One of the big things in the Constitution is the separation of powers, and the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the special prosecutor statute, the one that was used to investigate Bill Clinton, largely on that idea. How do you think your statute or the other statute you co-sponsor gets around the problem of that Supreme Court decision?
That's a great point. So of the two bills we discussed, I think the one that I'm a lead author on in terms of preserving special counsel's documents and so on, and I'm doing that with Representative Lori Doggett in Texas, we think that that's fully constitutional. In terms of having someone else other than the president fire the special counsel, I happen to think that could be constitutional. It does raise these various issues. And my view is that Watergate settled a lot of this, which is the American people said, hey, no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And so my hope is that whether or not a court thinks this is the right thing to do, that at the end of the day, the administration will see the public pressure and not fire Robert Mueller.
Well, and again, the ultimate way that the public pressures the President of the United States to not obstruct justice is through its elected representatives in Congress. And that's why that dirty I word, the impeachment word, has to be said. It is the ultimate way to punish the president. Do you think that Democrats running into, you know, a contested election, a very important election this November, obviously many people think the House of Representatives can be won by Democrats this November. It's kind of a touchy issue. People don't want to talk about impeachment. And yet, as you say, for the American people to say don't fire Mueller, the only real way to take a president out of office is impeachment.
My view is that their impeachment power, like the power to declare war, is one of the gravest, most serious powers that Congress has,
right.
And it should never be our first option.
Of course.
It has to be something that we almost are forced to do based on the evidence. And I think a lot will determine whether or not we go forward based on, first of all, the makeup of Congress, but also what does the special counsel investigation reveal? And if it reveals collusion, if that the President of the United States either knew about or coordinated their Russian cyber attack in 2016, then yes, I think that we would go forward and we'd have Republicans who support that. If the evidence shows that he didn't do any of this, then I think it will be unlikely.
Of course. But I guess my question is this. In the threat to fire the special prosecutor, the threat is we will not let anyone find out what the evidence is. I mean, if we find collusion or conspiracy to you know, work with the Russians to influence our elections, then hopefully most people would support impeachment. If we don't, then obviously we don't. But if you obstruct the investigation, you can't find out the truth. Is there any way, and I don't know of it, but if you know of one, please educate me, is there any way to punish or otherwise restrict a president from firing the special counsel other than the threat of impeachment? If so, I'd like to know what it is.
So I agree with you. I believe firing special counsel Mueller without good cause would be grounds for impeachment.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know what else to do constitutionally. I don't know what other weapon we have. Now your bill is a much more modest measure, and I want to reiterate what it says. All it says is if the special counsel is fired, he or she, in this case it's he, Robert Mueller, must keep all his evidence, presumably, turn it over to Congress, and pass it on to the next one. Exactly how does it work?
So one thing that I think folks might not be clear on is that this investigation is not Robert Mueller. It's Robert Mueller and a whole lot of people.
50 people, 100
agents,
people. I mean, who knows how many?
Prosecutors. These are career professionals. And the investigation keeps on going. Just because you take out one person doesn't mean these investigations stop. And right now, there are three leaders of the investigation. There's Robert Mueller, a Republican. There's FBI Director Christopher Wray, also a Republican. And there's Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, also a Republican.
Right.
So first of all, the notion that this is some sort of Democratic investigation is just wrong. But the investigation keeps on going, even if Robert Mueller is removed. And we just want to make sure that all these materials are still preserved. But the notion that somehow the president can stop this investigation, I think that's incorrect. I think the train has left the station.
Congressman, we only have a few seconds left. Can the president order destruction of evidence legally, I mean, under our Constitution?
That would be grounds for impeachment as well.
Yeah, I would think so. Congressman, thank you for spending your time with us. It's been a very interesting constitutional discussion. Keep up your very, very good work. And thank you so much for coming here on The Inside Scoop.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right. That's it for today. We'll be back on Monday for more of this. If you want to comment, go to marklevinetalk.com.